The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you. It's Wednesday morning, the 16th of October, 2019, at 4 minutes past 10. We'll be here till 10, 51551. Is it 4 minutes past 9? I nearly said 4 minutes past 10. We're here till 10 o'clock. 51551 is the text number. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. Bloody, what do you call a bloody foreland? Is that what he said? I've never heard of it in my ignorance, what Brian Jennings said, bloody foreland. And that's a new one on me. If you're from there, I'm sorry. I'd love to know a little bit about your part of the world. And we look forward to hearing from you this morning. Now, what have I got for you? I've got loads of bits and pieces of things I want to talk about. Obviously, Billy Connolly coming up later on. That's exciting. And he was on The Late Late Show about, I'd say, 8 years ago or thereabouts. And remarkably funny man, interesting man. Hasn't been so well of late. 75 years old now, Parkinson's. Threw cancer onto the other side, deafness, and life catching up, I suppose. But still has that twinkle in the eye, and plenty to say. We'll talk about that later. Elsewhere, we have a lot of response to our interview with Chanel Miller, we spoke to on Monday, we'll get to some of those later, because we were in Henrietta Street yesterday, where we had the most splendid time and got a lovely response to that show. So thank you for that. Thanks to everyone who took part and helped put it together. And I believe that their bookings are gone through the roof. And why wouldn't they be? We try not to sell you pups here. And that is a recommendation that is so golden and comes with the highest backing from us that you really won't be disappointed by a trip there. Now, the advice, in fairness to Phelan Drew, he tapped me on the shoulders as we were leaving, and he said, would you be sure to tell them, and by them I mean now you, that book it online, don't go in off the street and hope. And which is a very good advice, and it's the same advice you'd give now pretty much if you were to travel anywhere in the world, if you're going on a holiday, to see something famous or a museum or a gallery or whatever it might be. Just book everything online. I mean, the queues you will, the trouble you will save and the time you will save are just tremendous. Now, I will also be giving you some book recommendations for teens, because we got a great email from somebody saying that their son, who is a great kid, it just simply isn't reading anymore. He was a great reader up until he hit about 12 or 13 and now isn't. And then loads of you got in touch. We didn't have a chance to get to them. So I will. So touch the pen and paper at the ready later on, and I'll bring those to you in a few minutes' time. And what else for you? A bit of housekeeping, as I say. Yeah, that's about it. Teenagers, I see Sinead Moriarty, the writer, was tweeting to say something she saw, which was quite amusing, which is how to piss off a teenager. And how do you do that? Well, five things. One, say good morning to them. How to really bother a teenager, let's say that politely. One, say good morning to them. Two, sing any 80s song. Three, say I love you in public. Four, tag them on social media. And five, my favourite one, breathe. And that's that depends on the teenager. I don't want to give them teenagers a bad time. I used to own one. She's now too old. And I own a current one as a going concern as a teenager. And that's my experience with them and their friends has been really good. So I'm not inclined to. I used to slag teenagers before I owned any. And I was one, of course. And that's fair enough. That's the experience I was going on was my own, because I was a pretty rubbishy teenager. And now they just seem to be brilliant. So it depends on who they are and what stage they're at before we knock them all wholesale. Would that be fair to say? Probably. Good. I want to mention the toy show, because we are in kind of toy mode now, to be honest with you, between now and November, the last Friday in November when the show was on. And something big happened. On Friday night, just gone by, I said that the tickets were now available to apply for the toy show. And we got 91,000 applications. I mean, this is the most intense ticket application we've had since the toy show started. Such is the nature of the interest in it. Over 90,000 applications in the course of a few days is just enormous for us. So we're very grateful to you for applying. There aren't that many tickets, sadly, and they are free. But that's a lot of people wanting to go to this show. It puts no pressure on us at all to put up a big show for you, of course. I got into a bit of hassle, actually, this morning because I was walking along whistling a song that I shouldn't have been whistling because it's the song that's now going to be the beginning of the show. And someone said, "What's that song you're whistling?" And I said, "Hmm? That song you're whistling, it sounds familiar." I said, "No. Is it?" And I said, "It was." I said, "No, I don't think so. I think it's just something that was just buzzing around my head. You know, it just happened to be. So I need to stop whistling and humming outside my own house." Now, that's that done. So 91,000 of that. And then what about the acts, the children who want to be part of the show? We have over 5,000 applications and audition clips and tapes for that too. So there's a lot of work to be done. Incidentally, while we're on this subject, if you're going to be in Cork City on Monday morning, we will be knocking around the Imperial Hotel on Sunday/Monday. We're doing our radio show from Cork, but we will be in and around the Imperial Hotel on Monday morning around 10 o'clock to do the formal launch of a toy show Shenanigans. So be sure to join us there. We'd love to see you. So that's it. That's just a bit of business there. And great. So it's Wednesday morning now. So why am I playing this? Let's take a sip of coffee. It's the Antiques Roach. No, it's not. The reason I'm playing this is because Angela Lansbury is 94 today. I just think that's nice. She's kind of got Irish associations and lovely childhood movies and Beauty and the Beast. And she was in The Manchurian Candidate, I saw not so long ago. So she's got a mad career. And Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, happy birthday, Angela Lansbury, 94 years old and still rocking and rolling. Great excitement in the world of Instagram, if you give a damn. Jennifer Aniston of Friends fame had joined Instagram yesterday. And essentially, she broke it. She broke it, such was the demand for people to follow her. She had, by the time they were writing this piece, it was about 500,000 followers in the course of a few hours. So we just checked it now. She's now on 695,000. It would be more, only it's broken. She broke the machine that makes Instagram because she's so popular. And that's the nature of the game. She is following approximately 100 people. One of whom is one of our guests on Friday night, and that is Mr. Jack Whitehall. And Jack Whitehall is a big deal. Jack Whitehall is a comedian and somebody who is doing the rounds at the moment. Very, very funny guy, very, very popular guy, and now one of Jennifer Aniston's people. She is now, they've now fixed it. They sent in the guy, they rang the guy. "Hello, Frank." "Yeah, Aniston's on." "What's happening?" "She's on the Instagram and she's broken it. And can you come and fix it?" "Yes, I can." And he went and fixed it. And what happened? They fixed it. And now she has 6.7 million followers. Holy smoke. She was welcomed by friends like her ex-husband, Justin Theroux, the Civilized, fellow friend, Courtney Cox, Reese Witherspoon, and people like that. Charlize Theron, Pharrell, and the likes are all following her. And she posted a picture of her with the cast of Friends. Are they getting back together? There's no reunion or anything like that. No, just her, one of those things. She also said in an interview recently that she felt that the Marvel thing is diminishing the film industry. Like Martin Scorsese before her, she said, "No, I'm not really into it." Her line was, "You're just seeing what's available out there and it's just diminishing and diminishing in terms of things. It's big Marvel movies or things that I'm not just asked to do. Or really, I'm not that interested," she said, "in living in a green screen." Yeah, I can see what she means. It's the Marvel things are for some, but they're not for everyone. Grease, the film that everyone loves, there's going to be a spin-off musical series from it on HBO. So that's kind of exciting. It's an iconic pop culture phenomenon, they say, that works for every generation. And I'm thrilled that our friends at Paramount were excited about the idea of opening up the show and putting it on a larger canvas for a weekly series. So that's kind of exciting, isn't it? And good luck to one and all with that. Elton John's book, I think, it's going to be intriguing. It's out now. It came out yesterday. I haven't seen it and I don't have a copy of it, but I think it's one. I'm not really a big autobiography reader, but I think it's one I might just have a look at. Part of the thing, he was talking about Michael Jackson, who he described as the most adorable kid you could imagine. He said, every time I saw him in the later years, though, I came away thinking, poor guy, totally lost his marbles. He was genuinely mentally ill, says Elton John, a disturbing person to be around. It was incredibly sad, but he was someone you couldn't help. And he went on to describe how he was at a party he hosted with his future husband at the time, David Furnish, and the king of pop, Michael Jackson, withdrew from the gathering without eating. But he was found later in a cottage on the grounds where Elton John's housekeeper lived. Michael was playing video games with the housekeeper's 11-year-old son. Okay, the shop John Lewis, it reveals the biggest shopping trends from the past year. And there are three things we take from this story. One, sustainability is massive, and they attribute that to the ardent efforts of climate activist Greta Thunberg and her followers, which is can only be a good thing, so that they're investing in reusable kitchenware, so they find that. Two, the Fleabag effect, that is Phoebe Waller-Bridge's hit TV show. So people want to buy black jumpsuits. Black jumpsuits. Apparently they're doing the business for them. And the third thing is a 25% increase in the sale of flat caps with thanks to Peaky Blinders. So there you are. It's amazing the power of, I suppose you could say, influence. This looks great in the Examiner. They had the launch of the Cork Film Festival, Kevin O'Neill writing, that this includes the family gala November 17th, how exciting, which includes a screening of Frozen 2 a week before its general release. But there's also a documentary gala will feature the Irish premiere of Feras Fayad's gripping film on the war-torn Syria, The Cave. That looks tremendous. And the Irish gala is Aoife Crihan's comedy drama debut, The Last Rite. So that looks like a great film festival, and they have some great stuff there, and we will corkfilmfest.org if you want to log on and get stuck in. I'm delighted to see that Brendan Grace's final documentary was watched by almost 500,000 people. This was the very steady growth in the 3 days it was shown. What part one, two and three grew and grew, such as the nature of people's love of Brendan and his story, and they absolutely were thrilled. I'm so happy for him and his family, for Eileen and Mel and the gang, that they had that lovely farewell for him on television. Absolutely appropriate, and I'm delighted that it worked out so well. Right, 916 51551. Michael Collins was born on this day in 1890. I did not know that. Joe Dolan was born 80 years ago. Thank you, Robin. She says, from Mullingar, where we all still love him. Well, we all still love him the island over, Joe. And that's the truth. Kath says, there's nothing more annoying than people walking around whistling and humming. I agree. But if you're trying to present the toy show, you have to learn a song. So you have to hum and whistle. I'm not doing it to annoy you. Whew, got very aggressive and defensive there for a second, but I feel better now that it's out.
Better out than in, Fiona.
Absolutely. 51551 is the text number. Can I give you a theatre recommendation, Ryan, says Kathleen. Yes, you can. Halcyon Days at the Viking Theatre, Clontarf. A very interesting setting for a wonderful play. Brian Murray and Una Crawford are very fine architects of their craft. Wonderful acting and thought-provoking, funny and emotional. Thank you. Haven't been to the theatre for a long time. Met Billy Connolly, says Orla. Will you be listening to him in a few minutes' time on a wild winter's day 20 years ago on the Giant's Causeway? I was there with my six-month-old and he offered us refuge in his Land Rover. How nice an offer. I regret to this day I did not accept. Well, you probably did the right thing and let him alone, but it was nice of him to do that. Tom has been on from our dear friend Tom Corr in Rosslare, says, have you seen Jack Whitehall's Travels with My Father? Hilarious. And the star is the dad, Michael. I rarely binge watch, but that was the exception. I'm going to get stuck into that this evening, and because I want to be fully Jack Whitehalled up and ready for the man himself when he comes on. Enormously popular guy. He's sold out the Three Arena for a few nights, and all ages seem to like him, and I'm really intrigued to meet him, and I think he's going to be a really delightful guest on the programme on Friday. I might as well tell you, Kiefer Sutherland's on Friday night as well. I mean, we're very excited about this. I watched all the 24s, and that's like, I'm only telling you two bits. There's lots more happening on Friday. The show is just singing at the moment. We're loving it, and that's just two guests for Friday, and that's before we get to the Irish Hall of Gold we have for you as well. So it's great, tremendous. My teenager wants to save the planet, says a text, but cannot clean her own room. #small beginnings. That's it. That's a very good message, because it has to start at home, in your bedroom. I can imagine the discussion. And very quickly, Bloody Foreland is in the northwest corner of Ireland, a low, bouldery headland with a light beacon that shines across to Tory Island. The name doesn't commemorate some great slaughter, but refers to the pink glow imparted to the granite rocks by the setting sun. That's why I love the listeners, because they know so much stuff. And who's making her comeback tonight, which is great, in Galway? It's a friend of ours from the recently late show. She wowed us all with her performance, and she's back and up and running. And that's why I'm going to play this to welcome her back to the world and the theatre and performance. Here she is with an old friend. And Shane McGowan, and good luck to Sinead tonight. And every time I hear Shane McGowan singing and hear any of his songs, I keep thinking of what such an extraordinary poet he is, and how he has enriched the world with his talent. And there's something we need to harness that and think about that for the late in the coming weeks and months, because there's something special there. And we saw it with Sinead on our first show back, and there's a great appetite for all of that type of cultural beauty that we have in the country on the show, which is wonderful. So, I'll have a think about that. Breda says Angela Lansbury was in the black and white version of The Portrait of Dorian Gray. I did not know that. That was an amazing song, says the text. So many memories flooding back listening to it. Thank you for playing it. Well, that's what we're here for. And a lovely moment in the Brendan Grace programme with Brendan's son Bradley singing the old guitar. Let's hope we hear more of it. I have no doubt you will. Gorgeous start to the day, says Moore, with listening to Sinead and Shane on the show. Fired Alexa up. Way too loud. Oh, who cares is right. Yes, fire up. Love this song. Thank you, says Ashling in Kilkenny. Yeah, well, that's great. I didn't know you'd be that into the song, but I'm delighted to hear that. Did a job for you. Wonderful. Have you seen Jennifer Aniston in the movie Office Space? Regan in Dublin wants to know. Cult hit, and she is hilarious in it. No, I have not, but thank you. Another from Marion Kildare says, thank you for playing The Fab Haunted, which featured so beautifully in a Madcap movie called The Matchmaker, with the Kennedy US election theme. Never heard of it, I don't think. Sinead and Shane voices are the ultimate combo of ethereal and gravelly. Well said. We got so much in on the interview with Chanel Miller, and I want to give you some of those messages this morning. Joe says, thanks for that interview. She was very brave. It's so good that she has been able to expose the bias against women who are victims of violent crimes. Hopefully public attitudes towards crimes against women continue to change. To this end, could I suggest that you watch I Am Not an Easy Man? It's a sobering movie, which perhaps all men should see. Another, on the issue of consent and sexual violence, Asking For It by Louise O'Neill in the Gaiety Theatre is on for the next 2 weeks. I went the other night with my two teenage sons and my daughter, and both were shocked. And all three of you, I presume, should perhaps be on the curriculum in school. I thought that from the moment I read it, it would be a curriculum material. And they very kindly have asked me to go in and see the play, which I might well try and do next week if I can. And I saw Louise was on with Ray on Saturday night, and talking about that, and it's just an important message to be continuing to talk about in Ireland and in society broadly speaking. So thank you for that, Ryan. Just want to thank you for covering the topic of sexual assault. It happened to me years ago, and the place I worked bullied me out of my job as a result. My friends all turned their backs on me. I tried reporting it, but I was not taken seriously when I went to the police. It was a horrific time in my life, and it changes you as a person. I have no doubt. Another says, I saw Asking For It in the Gaiety on Saturday. Similar story to Chanel's. Harrowing, frightening, but extremely well written and acted. The similarities are uncanny. The victim treated like she was implicit in her rape, and the perpetrators getting support from their community. It highlights the dangers of young people drinking or indulging in too much drugs or alcohol, and how important it is that they look out for each other and are educated about such possibilities. So thank you for that. Just more and more came in on that, and it's great, because Gillian Hussey, our guest yesterday at Henrietta Street, was saying to me after the show, we had a chat just outside the house, how important it is for the system, for society broadly speaking, to hear people's voices like Chanel, like Richie Sadler, like Sophia, all these people who stand up and are accounted. They give so much to society by what they do. So we appreciate hearing those voices tremendously. Okay, let's take a quick break. Will we bring Billy Connolly after this? Let's talk to Billy after this.